Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So, Katie, you're looking for Elliot?
Yep.
Okay, what happened with Elliot? Talk to us.
So, I've been seeing Elliot for a while, and I really thought things were going well. But it's weird. It kind of feels like he's ghosting now, and I think I might know why.
You think you might know why?
Yet you're still calling us.
Yeah. Wait, why, what was it that happened?
Well, it was weird. The last time that I saw him, he actually saved my dad's life.
Oh, wow.
He saved your dad's life?
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't want to see you again?
What happened? How did he save him?
So, him, my dad and him were golfing, but on the course, my dad had a heart attack.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Elliot saved his life.
Yeah. He ended up calling 911 right away.
Yeah.
But he was really oddly shook up when I saw him at the hospital. He had really weird anxiety and decided to just go home right away. Mm. But he said that he'd call me later and I'd hear back from him.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I get what you're saying. So maybe he's just, like, still kind of shook up or something?
Is your dad okay?
Yeah, thankfully, he made a great recovery.
Oh, good.
Wow. So, okay, I mean, if that's it, I mean, this is easy. It's like, hey, listen, you saved her life. The least she could do is give you a dinner. Wait, what if, I didn't want to say it.
She can hold this over his head for, like, the rest of his life.
No, what if, like, he was golfing with your dad and, like, about to be like, hey, listen, I can't see your daughter anymore, or he told him that, and that's what caused the heart attack.
Oh my God.
You never know.
Did you imagine? Oh, that's hilarious. Let's give him a call. Yeah, I think we can make this work. Hang on, all right, Katie?
Hello.
Is this Elliot?
Yeah. What's up?
So, Elliot, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I talk to you really quick as to why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody, and they wanted us to reach out to you, and it's for a good reason.
Wait. Well, I'm sorry. Who's this? I'm like half listening. I was just like literally in the middle of grabbing a coffee. So what do you need?
Okay, so we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and we got your phone number from a girl that you know that wanted us to reach out to you because she wants to ask you out on a date. I'm going to tell you her name, and you recognize, you know, you somebody you know, and if you agree, we'll let you select wherever, you know, the restaurant, the day, the time, all that stuff of whenever you want to do the date.
It's someone I already know for, like, a free date?
Yes.
Is there, like, any kind of catch?
No. I'll tell you her name, and if you say yes, we'll let you, you know, tell us when to set it up, and we'll do it. If you say no, then it's no big deal. Then it's a no. So the girl's name is Katie, and she said that you guys were hanging out already.
Yeah. So, like, can I pick someone else?
No, that you it has to
that's
be yeah, that's the guy. It has to be with Katie. So if you say yes, then you get to. Can I ask a question? Now, why would you not? Because she said you saved her father's life, and after that is when she said that you kind of, like, you know, stopped, you know, contacting her. So she, if anything, she even if you don't want to, like, continue seeing her, she feels like she owes you, like, a thank you.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. If you really knew, like, the whole story, you'd probably be saying otherwise.
Oh, if we knew this whole story about what?
About, like, just what went down on the golf course, what went down before the golf course. All right, like, her dad is seriously cool. He's the coolest and, we hit it off right away. Like, I was honestly like, wow, I get along better with the dad than I do with this girl. And he invited me to go golfing, like, you know, let's get away from the ladies.
Yeah.
So he's, like, still kind of, like, wild. And I definitely like to have a good time, but I don't think I realized just how wild he was. And, yeah. Like, next thing I know, he's like, oh, I brought all these nips, and we're like pounding these things. And we had talked when we first met about how I'm like kind of an edibles guy, and I brought some.
All of them.
What? I was like, dude, slow down. And he's like, I can take it. I did not realize how trashed we were until I went to tee off. It was like a hot day, and it was not good.
What happened?
I shanked the absolute shit out of it.
Yeah.
And it drilled her dad right in his f***ing chest. Like,
stop it.
Close.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And it like apparently caused him to have that mini heart attack.
Oh my God. And,
yeah.
No.
And I was like, oh, he's super f***ed up. He's just messing around. He's like totally trying to get me. And when I realized it was real, I got freaked out and I called 911 right away.
It's not funny.
It is funny. It's okay.
I mean, technically he caused it, but he also saved it at the same time.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen.
What?
On the bright side.
Oh, okay.
Her dad's alive. And,
yes.
And if you want to know how Katie feels, she's on the phone and she heard the entire story. Katie?
Yeah, dude, are you serious right now? You almost killed my father and didn't say anything?
I didn't see him. We were both, like, totally f***ed up. And like, I mean, it's not totally my fault. He brought the nips. He was like, yo, look at everything I brought. You were pounding them.
Seriously? So that's why you left the hospital so fast? Are you f***ing serious? Pay attention.
Yes, that's why I do you hear how pissed you sound right now?
You know what, dude? I really f***ing like you. You just should have told me.
Hold on, Katie. So, like, let's say Elliot actually told you the truth and said, hey, I got f***ed up with your dad and then drilled him in the chest with a golf ball and almost killed him. What would you say?
I would have been fine with that. It's not the first time I've had to escort my dad out of rough situations out of a bar or something.
Oh, my.
The party. Well, okay.
Guy sounds fun.
So, Elliot, now you know it's okay to be honest about her f***ing crazy delinquent dad.
Yeah, I guess so. Wish I was in the first place.
Yeah, so what do we think? Can we do another date here?
No, f*** off, dude. You should have told the truth the first time.
Please? Like, now that I know, I definitely will not get f***ed up with him again.
No, dude, no. You only get one chance at killing my father if he's f***ing.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.